Hi everyone, welcome to my podcast. The topic that I'm going to bring up today is about the efficiency of digital media usage as a campaign director. And in this opportunity, I'm inviting the head campaign director from an Indonesian well-known health organization called WeCareID. Her name is Jovanka Guzman. She is specialized in creating campaign and events to support the health reinforcement in order to create a healthy living environment surroundings. Hi, Jovanka, how are you?
Fine, great.
How's work while COVID-19?
Yeah, these days I've been working from home because the pandemic is getting worse in Indonesia.
Right.
So we have to work at home and do everything online.
Right. Do you mind if I ask, what do you do at the moment? What's your job desk?
Alright, so right now I've been working at a healthcare company. It's called WeCareID. So basically where I work is a crowdfunding company.
Yep.
We actually crowdfund money for people who are unfortunate. So basically the business plan is that we promote patients who are unfortunate and have financial issue to fund their medical treatment.
Right.
And we have our website and we promote it so that people can donate online.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it. And right now, we're focusing on helping healthcare workforce to get decent equipment, medical protective equipment, so that they can protect themselves while working to save more lives.
Yeah, right. It's really great. And tell me a little bit about yourself, about your previous experience, about your journey while you're reaching your goals, your dreams, and your current career at the moment.
All right. So probably I'll start from my education background, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. 2 years ago, I graduated from Deakin University in Melbourne, majoring in biological science. So my title is Bachelor of Biological Science with distinction.
Right.
So back then, I really wanted to become a scientist. What I did was I studied science, and it was my favorite course because it's actually a bit of biology mixed with medical science.
Yeah,
I really liked it, and then I also had an internship at Royal Children's Hospital Melbourne,
yeah,
where I get to do a project at Murdoch Research Children Institute,
Murdoch,
I work with, it's in Farville. And it was a very amazing experience because I get to work with incredible scientists that time. And after that, after I graduated, I moved back to Indonesia. And now I work where I work now. Yeah, it's amazing.
In WeCare,
how I get
yeah?
all the experience.
Yeah. I've done several research of yours about your digital campaign. You also have done several events, and you were become a moderator and a master of ceremony, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really great. Will you be able to tell me a little bit about your previous campaign? I heard there is one anti-body shaming. And it sounds really great for me.
Yeah, girls, we have to be motivated in order to love ourselves better and better.
Yeah.
All right. So I have this movement that I've been working on. Back then, I won a competition called Cervical Cancer Brand Ambassador.
Yeah.
Sorry. Youth Ambassador for Cervical Cancer Prevention. So back then when I was still in junior high school, I won the competition. And after that, I realized that I want to do something for the society. So I made a campaign for cervical cancer prevention back then. And after that, it actually leads me to something else. I realized that if I have something, if I have an idea, I have to spread it to people. If it's a good idea, I have to persuade people to make a good move,
right.
To make a good movement. And after that, I made some campaigns such as Cancer Cervix.
Yeah,
Cancer Cervix is a campaign I made to raise awareness regarding
cancer?
Cervical cancer
breast
prevention.
Breast cancer, yeah.
Yeah, cervical breast. Because not a lot of people, not a lot of teenagers know that cervical cancer is very dangerous disease.
Yeah.
And probably a lot of people know about breast cancer, but they're not aware about cervical cancer, which is also dangerous.
So how does the digital media play some part for you to spread your campaign?
Nowadays, in Industry 4.0, in this global era, digital platform is the key for everything, because by having this, by acing this industry, we can reach more audience, we can reach more markets, because nowadays the world is so borderless. Like, if I have this campaign, I can reach more markets, even though it's outside Indonesia. Like right now, where I work, digital media, digital platform really, really takes a huge role, because we have our website. Yeah, for example, wecare.id. Our website is called wecare.id. And then we have this page. We can advert our page on every platform, so that people can click on it and then get directed to our website. So everything takes a huge part in this.
Yeah.
Like for example, right now, in Indonesia, we have a very, very influential campaign about COVID-19, right?
Right.
About COVID-19, because we want to raise money for medical workforce so that they can get decent protective clothing equipment.
Right.
And by having digital platform, digital marketing, we can persuade people to donate so that we can raise more money for them.
Right. All right. And that's the end of the conversation. Thank you for sparing your time to listen to this informative podcast. Hope it will be an eye-opening conversation for people who are interested in making change, with definitely the help of digital media campaign.